John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. James Marshall Hendricks, All Along the Watchtower. The man who produced and engineered that song and that album, as a matter of fact, also produced and engineered David Bowie, The Beatles, Eric Clapton, Led Zeppelin, The Rolling Stones, Carlos Santana, and those are just the people who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The list goes on and on. But he's especially known for his groundbreaking work with Jimi Hendrix. There is a new 50th anniversary deluxe edition of Jimi Hendrix Electric Ladyland. It's three CDs plus a Blu-ray, or if you want, six LPs plus a Blu-ray. And the man who is the engineer on those sessions and, of course, is a brilliant producer and engineer in his own right, we are happy to welcome back once again Eddie Kramer. Hi, Eddie.
Hello, guys. How you doing? How's Philly?
It's damn fine, and even better now that you're on the phone, my man.
Good, good, good. We're very happy about this record. It's an amazing production in the sense that we took about 6 months to put it together, going through all the original tapes, and let me tell you, it was quite a journey. You can imagine putting up a tape that was 50 years old and hearing Jimmy's voice talking to you. It's pretty scary and fun.
It's got to give you chills just hearing some of the stuff, because one of the albums is demos, one of the albums is stuff like that he did at home, and you're hearing things that you probably have not heard, or maybe in your case, maybe you never even heard some of it.
That was for sure. I mean, the big surprise for me was when I listened to the demos that Jimmy did in his hotel right here in New York City at the Drake Hotel. And he had his own little tape machine, and he put a mic on his guitar and a mic for his vocal, and he was singing very quietly at night because he didn't want to disturb the guests. And he was playing an acoustic guitar, and you could just hear him do, like, have you ever been to Electric Ladyland, but with a really quiet voice. And it's just an amazing demo. When you look at the album that we put together, you go from that to the actual take just before the master, and you can hear him jamming on that. So you get a real arc of the storyline from the beginning of Electric Lady as a song all the way up to the finished product.
I was listening to something yesterday. I can't remember which song it was. It might have been Crosstown Traffic. And I'm hearing this pan left, pan right, pan left, pan right, on, you know, either a guitar part or a vocal. And I'm sitting there and going, that's Kramer just moving a knob left, right, over and over again.
I became known as the knob twiddler, I think, because of that. And we won't take it any further than that, guys.
Now, when you look at this album and you look at some of the people who performed on it, I don't know if it was just All Along the Watchtower or during the course of the recording, you basically had Traffic, because Dave Mason is on it, Steve Winwood is on it, Chris Wood is playing flute on it, Jack Cassidy does bass on Voodoo Child. Were they all just anxious to work with Jimmy? Were they all friends? What was the story there?
Well, the story was, there's a famous club two blocks up on 46th and 8th was a place called the Scene Club, and this is where Jimmy used to hang out.
Right.
You know, we'd have the studio booked 7:30, 8 o'clock, and have everything ready for him. By the time he got in there, it was about midnight. Why? Because he was over at the Scene jamming with whoever was in town. And it so happened on this one particular night, I can give you an example. You know, you have Jack Cassidy jamming on bass, you have Steve Winwood on organ, so you've got a cool selection of musicians. And Jimmy was just picking the right guys for the gig, and he drags them around to the record pit. Now, you can imagine Jimmy walking from the club to the studio, dragging 20 people. It was hilarious. And they walk in, right? We're all ready. We hit record, rehearse it once, bam, there's Voodoo Child, live on the floor, no overdub.
We were told a story once by Dave Mason about the condition Brian Jones was in for All Along the Watchtower, and that they basically kind of put him in a corner.
The actual story is Dave Mason on acoustic guitar, he's playing
a 12-string.
A 12-string,
right.
And Jimmy is playing a 6-string, and Mitch. So we're trying to cut the track, and it's very tricky. The whole intro is all messed up because of the timing, and Jimmy's yelling at Dave, Jimmy's yelling at Mitch, and finally we get it. Take 19, and it's really sounding great. And all of a sudden, I hear this piano clang, 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 and it's all out of time, and it's all wrong chords. And I say, what the hell? And I look, and I see it's Brian. He's kind of snuck into the studio. He's drunk out of his mind. And Jimmy's looking at me, and he's sort of waking and nodding. Can you get rid of it? So I just said, Brian, come on, come back to the control room. So I said, he said, oh, all right, I'll be quiet. I said, come sit down in front of the board. Okay, all right. So we keep going, and by like take 23, we get the mask down. I'm looking down. He's passed out. He's gone. But that's the kind of stuff that would happen, because the Stones were in and out of the studio all the time, and Jimmy was, you know, he loved Brian. Brian was a dear friend of his.
Well, the Jimi Hendrix Experience Electric Ladyland 50th Anniversary Deluxe Edition. Eddie Kramer, our guest. Eddie, it is a pleasure and an honor once again to get to talk to you. You have yourself a great day.
Cheers, Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.